The Georgia Dome has two seasons, football season and the second season, which includes soccer, basketball, concerts, graduations, and dirt, which kicked off last week with Monster Jam and continues this weekend with Supercross. For this event, the 102,000-square-foot football field is transformed from green turf into something downright dirty.
Well, the first thing we do is we protect the field.
Dome spokesperson Jason Kirksey explains how it works.
Underneath all of the dirt is a tarp, two layers of plywood, and a layer of plastic to keep any of the dirt from penetrating down to the actual playing surface. So that's the first thing we do is our staff comes in and they put all of this protection down, and then we start trucking the dirt in.
With almost 7,000 sheets of plywood underneath, they truck in some 10,000 tons of dirt, at least 250 truckloads. Where do they get it?
Knowing that we do these events every year, we actually purchased the dirt numerous years ago, and we have a hole right up the street where we store the dirt. So we use the same dirt every year for Monster Jam Supercross. We'll use it again this year for Stadium Super Trucks.
That's a new summer event, which Kirksey describes as a monster truck race.
Any event that we have comes in that wants the dirt, we just go to our hole, dig it up, bring it in, and when it's over, we put that Georgia red clay right back in the ground.
Supercross is like a traveling circus of indoor, off-road motorcycle racing, traveling from city to city with an almost 50-truck entourage of race teams, bikes, apparatus, and equipment, all for one big night. Again, Jason Kirksey.
For Supercross, what we'll do is we will have literally the track sculpted and the motorcycles will all come in. They'll set up their camps. It's almost like a NASCAR pit row out in the docks.
The sculpting is done by Rich Winkler and his company Dirtworks, who are subcontracted by Feld Motorsports. It takes them 4 days to sculpt the track. They started working in the dome on Tuesday.
They put the dirt in place with the bucket loaders, and then the bulldozers and the smaller machines come back afterwards and fine-tune it and sculpt it.
They sculpt 16 tracks during Supercross season, each with a different blueprint. Yet there are iconic features in every track. Triple jumps, which can launch riders up to 30 feet in the air, whoop-de-doos, also known as washboards, and tight rhythm sections and corners, which Winkler says is where the racing really happens.
So like the thinking that goes on with us, you know, pre-season when we're designing the tracks, is kind of like how to connect the sort of iconic features with cool rhythm sections and turns that are going to make for areas where they can pass.
And Georgia's red clay dirt, says Winkler, is a favorite for both crew and riders.
Actually, this red clay in Georgia is like the perfect compromise. You know, it's stiff enough that it looks like it's supposed to look like, and it doesn't blow all to pieces when they ride, but it's got good traction and everybody likes it. Riders, builders, everybody likes it.
Once the nearly 70,000 fans pile out of the stadium, cleanup will be fast and furious. It takes just one long day, and by Monday the show is on the road to St. Louis, and the dome will begin preparing for a different kind of surface for its next big event, the Final Four basketball tournament. For WABE News, I'm Susan Middleman.